Okay, good evening. We're holding main base on the Aleph. We're halfway down the page in terms of the Gemara. We thought we did the thesis last time, Michlal. Basically, thesis over here, the Rav Asa Michlal, is talking about what is the final halacha. Let me just, back in person, so let's just recap a little bit of the main nefudas of what might come out from the sugya, and then take it through into that. So it's just the halacha, etc. We have a statement from Rav Popo. Rav Popo said when it comes to peiros, if peiros are taken outside of the tzuchun, peiros which are taken outside of the tzuchun, and they are brought back into the tzuchun, right? Peiros which are taken out, brought back in, the mezes. What is the din? Lo yefsidu es mekemo, they don't lose their spot. The point being, why? Because they are anusim. It's not their fault. So it's like a person who's taken out and brought back in by goyim, he doesn't lose his tchum. Rashi said that's referring to Yom Tov, meaning to say on Yom Tov you can then move it around freely. When it comes to Shabbos, there is an afkamina, and that is that you would be allowed to eat them, albeit the mekomon. Dainu Rashi puts the two things together. If leiv sidu es mekomon, they don't lose their spot. That means to say it's mutar ba'atilo. There's no kanas or anything like that. If there would be a kanas, then you wouldn't be allowed to eat them either. That seems to be what Rashi is pointing out of it. The two things go hand in hand. If you were to say they're mafted, they're mokon, the only explanation for that would be a kanas. But if you're going to put a kanas, then zecha, you wouldn't be able to eat them. Right, that's in theory the thinking. So therefore, the Gabi Shabbos is an afkamina, and that is with regard to the atila. Okay, we mentioned the question as to whether from Rashi you can bring a raya, possibly bring a raya to Rashi Shitta vis-a-vis the Maharami Rottenberg. If a person goes out Lodas, comes back Lodas, the Maharami Rottenberg said, since he does it b'mezid, so although be'etam ha'shayach le'kanaf, and therefore he loses the 2,000 amos, but if he comes back into the city, he can go throughout the city. The Rambam says no, he can't. That's the way the Beis Meir is medayik the Rambam. The question is, what is Shittas Rashi? So the Beis Meir, he understood that the fact that Rashi is saying over here, well, would there be an afkamina regabi Shabbos? Well, of course there's an afkamina regabi Shabbos. What would be an afkamina regabi Shabbos? If it was brought back, if the peiros were brought back into a city which was walled, so there's no issue of carrying, then you'd be able to carry it throughout the whole city. That would be an afkamina, no?
Yes.
The fact that Rashi doesn't say that, why doesn't he say that? Because Rashi says that's got nothing to do with the fact that they are anusim. You know what? Even a person who goes out Ladas and he comes back Ladas, he does everything benazid, he can walk around the whole city. That's not a nafkamina. A nafkamina is regarding the 2,000 numbers. The 2,000 numbers, if a person goes out benazid, comes back benazid, one of them is benazid at least, then he loses the 2,000 numbers. This fruit doesn't lose the 2,000 numbers, but the city is not going to make a nafkamina. Not right, in other words, like the Maharami Rottenberg, that's the way the Beis Meir is Madai Rashi. So therefore Rashi has to say, you know what the Nafkamina will be? Nafkamina will be the Gabi being able to eat the peiros. Because if it would have been bemazed klapi the peiros themselves, if not for the fact that the peiros were anusim, therefore you shouldn't be able to eat the peiros. Right? That's the way the Beis Meir wants to be Madai Rashi. Again, it's not absolutely mukhaf, because you could just say the Rashi is looking for an afkamina even in a non-walled city. We don't say dafka a walled city. We wanted to suggest, although we'll see when we come through to Shulchan Aruch, it's clearly the Shulchan Aruch fits more with the Beis Meir than what I'm saying. And that was the fact that Rashi talked about Legabi Yom Tov, that he brought it back into a city. So he's got the whole city and he's got the Dalai Amas. Why did he have to talk about the city? Just say the 2,000 Amas. That's how it is, because we wanted to suggest that Rashi put back out. If not for the fact that they were anusim, not only would you lose the 2,000 numbers, you'd also lose the whole city. I.e. like the Rambam, not the Maharami Rottenberg. Okay, so you could debate. I suppose the Ikka we have to accept is the Beis Meir. because when we see in Shulchan Aruch, as Hashem, you see that in Shulchan Aruch definitely seems to fit more with that. Fine. That was the Pesach of Rav Papa. So again, the Pesach of Rav Papa is that even though the Peiris were taken in and out of the Mezid, since the Peiris themselves are a Nusim, they still got their full Tuchum, and you can eat them. So we had a Kasha on that, we had a Brisa which seemingly contradicted that. Yeah? And to that we said, it's a Machalekes Tanoim. Right? It's a Machalekes Tanoim. Now, the Gemara has a back and forth about it, but the Maskana, we stick with this Machalekes Tanoim. What was the Machalekes Tanoim? The Tanakama says that Peiris which leave the Tuchum, B'shegeg, person didn't realize what he was doing, they can be eaten. If they were taken out for mezid, however, they can't be eaten. The Tanakama holds, if you bring them back, though, what would be the din? So if they were brought back, you'd be allowed to eat them, even if you brought them back for mezid, because the Tanakama shita is? Do you only need one litibosov? You only need one positive in order to allow one to be able to eat them. Either it's shogeg, or they're now back to Simkomon, they're back in their original spot. One or the other. Whereas Rabbi Nechemiah and Maestro Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov also goes to the Shitta, say no. In order to be able to eat them, it's got to be they were brought back to their Mokom and shogeg. Not like Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa says, since I'm a Muslim, I couldn't care less if they were brought back from Egypt. Yeah, yeah. So in which case, it comes out, it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Now, first of all, one nekuda to think about over here is, according to the Tanakama, before we talk about any halacha, according to the Tanakama, if they were taken out for shogeg, we said they can be eaten, correct? By who? Who can eat them?
The person who's taken them out, surely.
Well, that's what you would expect, right? The person who's taken them out. In other words, who exactly is going to be able to eat them?
Yeah, so
everyone back here. So Rashi says, I'll tell you who can eat them. Somebody who's got an Eruv to be able to get there, or if there's a nearby city. Well, hold on a second, what's wrong with what Mr. Israel just said? The person who took them out. In other words, Rashi's bothered, how's anyone going to get there? If they're outside the Tchum, who's going to be eating them? So Rashi said, somebody who made an Eruv before Shabbos, or Yom Tov, whatever, whichever one it is, or if there's a nearby town, that they're close enough from the other side, they can get there. But hold on, Mr. Israel's right. The person who's stuck out for the rest of Shabbos now, he's also outside his Tichon. Right?
Yeah.
The Teretz is? Well, possible Teretz is?
Just everybody else.
Just everyone else?
Who's in there?
Could be it's only the person who took them out will teach him a lesson. I have a show you gave. Make a kanas, show you got amazing.
Cool.
The kanas on him, since he did it, so albeit the show gate, but it's a kanas, show you got amazing. Before
I
we get to any
Tosi. I thought we said we didn't do that.
That was Tosi. I was about Rashi. I said Rashi, I didn't say Tosi, yeah?
I thought so. There's a reason I thought you said Chazal. I thought you said Chazal at the time.
No, maybe Rashi. I said Rashi.
No, I meant the other way. So
yeah? What does Rashi do with that right? So I don't know. But then this is what we suggested. Now, Lemaisa, not everyone agrees with what I'm saying. Within Rashi. Zecha without Rashi, you can debate it. Shogeg, Ochel, maybe anyone could eat it, maybe him. But within Rashi, but I've got good backing, the Maharashah understands like that. That's exactly what the Maharashah says. I don't think I mentioned this in the Shogeg, I only saw the Maharashah today, mentioned this as well. He says, that's Peshat in Rashi. Rashi picked up on that, he said. B'shogeg ye ochlu, they can be eaten. Say b'shogeg yechal, he can eat it. And say kol shekein other people. Now you could say, if not for Rashi, I'd say, you know why it says b'shogeg ye ochlu? Because it's a mezid. Because when it comes to mezid, not only can't he eat it, no one can eat it. Lo ye ochlu. So because that says b'shogeg ye ochlu. You're right, but Rashi says, the fact that Rashi comments on the b'shogeg ye ochlu, and Rashi's trying to work out how do you get there, it does sound like just kosher b'shat and Rashi, right? You know, the Chofetz Chaim is not convinced of this, but the Marashot is, and that's what Rashi means to say. Call it a kanas, shogeg otu mezid, the person himself, he did an itzah, albeit a shogeg, and therefore he can't benefit from it. So, that's Rashi. Now, There are a couple of very important, before we come to this big tesis, there were another couple of Nekudas in tesis. Number one, tesis wanted to know, when we said, which is going to be the Pshat and the Tanakama and not Popo, that if they're brought back to their Mokin, right, even though it's permitted, Loi Hipsidu Es Mokaymo. Yeah? So tesis says, well, hold on a second. Something which comes from outside the tchum. A goy brings you some payers from, the example I was used, Birmingham. He brings them to you on Shabbos. What's that, huh? You can't eat them. Right? Yeah? You can't eat them. So Tosa says, what's the Shabbos?
They're back in Koma.
What?
That's where they were anyway. There was no tchum. The parents in tchum they were originally in, so there's no benefit.
So Tosa says, because over here it's different, because here we're talking about that they were brought back in. They were brought back in. Yeah? And since they were brought back in, so therefore they're back in their mokum. Yeah? So therefore.
But you didn't bring them in.
You're right, but again,
you're
talking about the original kids.
Thieves or whatever.
Correct. But over there, the reason is because the mice they're not in their mokum, even though it's done by a goy, etc. But the fact is, they're outside of their mokum. Here we're talking about a case where it's brought back into their mokum. Now, Tosus then asked, but hold on a second, but the mice you've done in Issa, and Issa amazes. Well, so Tosus answered, because it's a derabbanan. And we said that the vort in Tosus is, we're talking about the person himself. The person himself, yeah, the person himself, Tosus is saying very clearly that when they're brought back in, who's allowed to eat them?
He himself
can eat them.
Yeah,
clear? Tosus says he himself can eat them. Now, would Rashi agree with that? But Papa is going like the Tanakama. No, I'm not saying not. I'm asking you. Rashi said, at least as far as the Marashol was concerned, maybe this, as I said, there are other ways of learning Rashi, but for the moment, that's the way we learnt it. And since we've got a Marashol which backs us, that's what we're going to stick with for the time being, at least, unless we find riots to the contrary. So let's assume with that Mahalif. Rashi says, if you take it out, outside of the Tchum, the only body of amazes, right? No one can eat it at that point because the mice is outside of its mokum. Fine, it was amazes. But even if it was shogeg, other people can eat it, but you can't. That's the way we learn Rashi. Put a kanas shogeg got to amazes. Now, when they're brought back, however, if they're brought back,
is that also the shogeg?
No, amazes. Let's say amazes. Brought back with amazes.
But it's gone back in the same place.
But now you've got. Right? Because it's true it's back in its mokum, but you did something wrong, you did it amazing. What do you think Rashi would say? Yeah, okay, so who?
The parents are a nusach. It's not their fault.
I realize. They can be moved all over. Can the person who took them in and out, can he eat them? Or do you say, no, he didn't Issa, so we'll teach him a lesson. Especially he did it by Mazer this time.
Well, I imagine that's the case, yeah. Logically, that would be the case. Is that what Rashi says?
There's a Kutra Papa, we can have Chadreyosa anyway. So is that a problem?
What?
Kutra Papa, Chadreyosa is not a problem.
Correct. For who?
Well, Kutra.
In the case of Shogeg, what did we say?
That's when it's out, though, isn't it? No one is back in.
Correct.
So that's when
but it's got Chadal Reza, and we say he can't eat it.
Yeah,
if we're right.
He has got Chadal. The other thing is Chadal Tavosa, whatever they say.
Correct. So you've got Chadal Reza, Chadal Tavosa in both cases.
Okay.
So I'm asking you, what would you say in that case, going to Rabbah?
Which Tavosa is stronger?
What do we see in Tosus? The Shogeg is stronger. In which case, if Rashi agrees with that Svara,
then
what's going to be?
Then
you couldn't eat it.
Yeah.
So you'd have a Machlokes Rashi in Tosus.
And how do you know the Rashi says you can eat it?
Again, we're building Rashi. Rashi in the case when it's shogi outside. Rashi, the way the Maharshal and the way we understood Rashi, was saying other people can eat it, but we put a kanas, even though it's shogi. Shogi got to make it. So when you bring it back in, it's true, it's now back in the smoker, like Tosfos said. But the fact is, the guy did an issa b'meizah this time. So this we should put a kanas on it. Whereas Tosfos clearly says we don't, because it's Darabon. Tosfos even on the person himself. The next Tosfos as well, but Namaita. Tosfos says in Dibar Master b'meizah, it's even clearer there. B'meizah, if he did a b'meizah, then lo ye'ochlu, mashma, no one can eat it. He says why? Because since an issa was done through a Yisrael, therefore they were matnim. So Tosfos, again, you could debate, but when it says b'shogi ye'ochlu, does he mean to say everyone can eat it? It's not
the problem.
It means they can be eaten. They can be eaten, but it could be that Tosfos Tosfos doesn't say clearly. But we would assume, based on the Tosfos, the whole cheshbon of Tosfos over here, that we said, Tosfos said, like somebody just pointed out, shogi is a better situation. So Tosfos is saying, where it was brought back in, the mezid, lo sidus makomo, means to say that even the person himself can eat it because it's a dirabono. Then kol shekein, where they're outside, the shogi, you would expect that he should definitely be able to eat it. That's what you would assume. Although, as it happens, sorry, I'm just thinking it out here. Tosfos, when he asked from the case of the Birmingham case, he said, why are we so machmir over there? Because they're not in their mokum.
Which case?
The case where a goy brings them from Birmingham.
Birmingham, I see, yeah.
He said, you can't eat them. Yeah. Well, so Tosfos, why? Because they're outside of their mokum. So, in which case, it could be klapei that din, if you took them outside of the tefum, even shogi, maybe you can't eat them. Because it's now outside the mokum. Is shogi going to be is better than if a goy brings it? Klapei you, it's a shogi, goy bringing it, what should be the difference?
For example, Kim Shinaz, it's only day Israel, Yechmir. Then it's a shogi, isn't it?
No, he's not in the case of Mezid.
Well, yeah, but I'm still, the cloud, what? There's still an Issa Shogi, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what you say.
Which say well, yeah. Okay, yeah. I don't know. Fine. Let's take a look at the Rabbi Sashri. Let's see what he says.
Another one here for you. That's what I've
done. Simon base.
No,
it's
similar
to
Gemara as well.
Yeah.
Base.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where will I find it?
Sorry. Page Chaf
base in those ones.
Yeah, for that. No.
Is this the right place?
That looks like it, yep.
Go to Bach, cover the sun out, kiss my kiss for the rush.
Top of the line, above the line, I think. Smaller. Show the equipment.
Okay. So, let's start by this. We're going to take a look at the Rosh. The Maisa from the Rosh, that last thing, which Sibar Askin Michal will hopefully cover it effectively through the Rosh at the same time. Maybe that's a good way to cover it again, and then we'll see the Tagore Sashri as we go. So the Rosh says, Simon Beis Omar Rapopo. So Rapopo said, Peiros Sheyotu Chutz L'Tchum. You got Peiros that went outside of the Tchum, the Chozru, and they came back. Now they came back inside the tchum. Ba'afiru b'meizid, even if it was b'meizid, lo hifsidu es makomo. They don't lose their mokum, my time, what's the reason? Because anusin ninhu. They are anusin. Yeah? That's the halacha. Okay, so he's passing, that's what we saw in Tesis as well. That's the halacha. Since even though he's going to say, but Alpha Gaz and Muki Milti, the Rapopa Katanoi, even though we say that this halacha of Rapopa is really a Machloi Katanoi, but Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Yez Ben Yaakov, Omrim, and Rabbi Nechemia, along with Rabbi Yez Ben Yaakov, they disagree. They say, La Oilom Asurim. The parents are always also actually after them came on Sheik again, unless they come back to their mocha in the Sheik. But Rav Papa also like a Tanakama, and Rav Papa only goes like the Tanakama. The Shori B'Sheigeg Shalevim Koimon, Uvamezimim Koimon, that he allows, if it's B'Sheigeg Shalevim Koimon, right, outside of the Tchum, if it was Sheigeg, and he allows even B'Mezid if it's back in the original mocha. That's the Tanakama. Okay? And Rav Papa goes with that, so it's just proved. One case is black and white, he says in and out, B'mezib, it's now B'mkoimon, it's mutter. And we said, but if he allows that, Kol Shekein will allow the case where it's Shogig outside, because Shogig is more of a reason to allow it. Sofkos of Yehli B'lib Shogig, we proved it from the Gemara. So, B'Rabbi Nechemya, B'Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Lo Shoru. And Rabbi Nechemya, B'Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, they only allow it as the Ikot Tarati V'Tibusa, only when you've got a double positive, i.e. Sheyatsuru L'mkoimon, where the Peiris are back in their original Mokot, right, within the Tzchum, and number two, Shogig, and it was B'Shogig. Now, the Aval Gav, even though the Kaimelon Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Kavanoki, even though we generally, we have this rule that the teaching of Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov is what we call Kav, Benoki. Kav means it doesn't come up very often, but when he does speak, it's Noki, it's glass, it's well thought through, and therefore the halacha generally would go like it. Well, in this case, let's say Chassat Avos, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kevon de Rav Papa Soba Karabono. Since Rav Papa holds like the Rabbono, the Shoru b'mekoimon b'mezid, whose matter b'mekoimon, if it's b'mezid. B'shem ozois eino min haminyan.
Because it's 102, they say this cover is 102 places.
Okay, maybe this is not from the minyan of Kav of the 102 teachings. Yeah. Okay, that we didn't see in Tosfos. Yeah. So in other words, that's not one of the Noki ones where we would pass that. Fine. Tikosa Rabbeinu Chanan El Zal Mipia Kabbalah. There you go. Once again. Yeah, you remember this? Now, every time we see Rabbi Nachman on the Piyah Kabbalah, we should have a better understanding what that means. What's the Piyah Kabbalah? Some esoteric teaching? Now, what it means is, because remember, Rabbi Nachman, he was like the very, very early Rishon. He was effectively bordering even the Gaonim. And the Gaonim, they had a Kabbalah, because they were so close even to the Amoraim. So, therefore, there are things which we won't see in the Gemara, but they will have had the Kabbalah, they may have even seen earlier versions of Ravina Ravashi's in the text in the Gemara, and therefore they'll be able to tell us things which we can't see, but they have just a Kabbalah. And they have this Kabbalah, the Bekav Devorim, that in 102 teachings, Halacha Kamoso Vesula. Okay? As you go throughout Shas, make a list of all the cases of Rabbi Yosef Ben Yaakov and see how it goes. Let me know. Right? See if you come up with 102 teachings, and the Rambam, you have to work it through with every, you know, with the Rambam and things like that, see how it comes out. But
so they had 102 when this came along, as it were. I mean, this is Kabbalah of Kav, that's after they've counted
them. No, there's a Kabbalah, again, the Rosh is just saying, we have a Kabbalah from the Rabbi Nechanan, there's 102 teachings. He's saying, maybe we don't know what the 102 teachings are.
I think you've got to 102 by then, so therefore you don't like
he's
it.
He's saying, maybe this is not one of the 102
teachings. Just
that's why.
It doesn't make a difference.
No, yeah. We're not saying every time he teaches, no, 102. Maybe this wasn't one of the 102.
Okay. If that's not the
reason. So you'll have to find the 103 teachings that Rabbi Yasmin Yaakov now. Okay? So. Here's your first one, but the halacha is not like in this case. Okay.
I was shemitz. Okay.
Say maybe.
Okay.
Miu, however, hold the shoru rabbanon b'shogeg shelovim koimon. That which the rabbanon amate b'shogeg, not in their mokum, So they ask you the koi that our papa kavos off. We don't actually find explicitly that our papa goes like that. Epsha, it is possible the Baha'i Hilchos of Sokhi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov the Otar. Yeah? It could be that on that Nakoda we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Maybe we can count it as one of 102. He says, not so fast. To me, however, Gambol there, also in that Nakoda, Nire would appear in Halacha Kamosa, the Halacha is not like him. To the Mistaber, Shihi Halacha Kamosa ben Mixas, because it's not logical to say that in one Nakoda the Halacha is like him. The mixas the borov, or the mixas the inalof, and in the other nekuda not, because they really go much hand in hand. The oyden furthermore, the kaim alone, because we pass in tchumin derabono. That tchumin is a shaili derabono. Malofa kedib ramekel beiru, and generally the alof is like the mekel when it comes to eru, which is the tamikam in this case. The oyden number three, the kaim alone. This is what Tosfos brought, because we've just passed in to be mezid b'mekaymoi shori karapapa. That even if it's mazed, but it's back in its original mokum, it's permitted like rapapa. So kol shekein shaygig shalebim kaimai, all the more so when it's shaygig, but it's not in its original mokum. To the pum sugya de gemara, because according to the sugya of the gemara, nira would appear, the yoser yesh lahachmir, that there's more reason to be machmir than mazed bim kaimai, when it's mazed but in its original mokum, mibba shaygig shalebim kaimai, more than shaygig, but not in its original mokum. Why do I say that? From the fact that the Gemara said in that sort of in between stage of the Gemara, which we rejected, we said there that bemezit, bemekaymon, if it's bemezit, even though it's back in its mokum, but it was mezit, chole amalo pligi de osa. Everyone would agree that it's osa. Now we tackle, we don't stand without the end. But the hocha b'shegig shalei bemekaymon kami pligi. That's what we wanted to say. That when it's shegig, but shalom kum, and that's where there are those who are matin. Again, even though we don't stand with that, but one thing you can glean from that, and that is that if which one of those positives is stronger, the shegeg or the bimkoma, which one's stronger?
Shegeg.
The shegeg. Even though it's not in its original marker, but it was shegeg. The it was done the shegeg. That's more of a reason to be makel. So if Rav Papa is makel in the case of mezid bimkoma, then Kol Shekeni would be Mako in the case of Shogeg, even though it's Shogeg and Mekoma. And therefore, he would go like the Tanakama in both cases. So, So far, so good?
Yeah, I'm not sure why there's some Mahabame that wouldn't go like Rav Papa in the case which we hadn't found. That's going to go Rav Papa. Had the Shari Rabban b'Shoga Shalom Kama Kedoshkan the Kara Papa, yeah, Shoga Shalom Kama. Why does that happen that we might go according to that? We've already established the only, I think at that stage, Chad, only one Chatu Latuvosa.
In which case?
In all cases. That was a klal, I thought, by that stage. We need one positive, one negative, and we pass Kara Papa, and that's it. I don't know, how many in the case where it is, look at that case here.
Rapopo only talks about one case.
Yeah, but we established the general rule. That
was the Tanakama, not Rapopo.
You see,
Tanakama talks about both cases.
The Tanakama is the general rule, but not Rapopo.
So we want to know whether Rapopo would agree with that. So we're saying, yeah, Kol Shekeni.
At the end of the
Now, let's move on just to the last bit here, and then we'll see the Agoya Sashri. So far, so good? That's basically the first part in Tosfos. Tosfos then goes on with a little bit more and says another reason, which he hasn't brought over here, but there's another reason why I would say that the halacha is like the Tanakama, also in the case of Shogeg, Shalom and Koma, and that is because the only reason you'd say it's also is because of the Knas Shogeg Otumezit. He did it for Shogeg. Well, we know the halacha is shogeg otu mezid. Throughout Shas, we don't put a kanas shogeg otu mezid. That's shogeg getter. The only thing is, and that would explain why the Rosh doesn't even bring it, because Tosfos rejects that reasoning. Because Tosfos says, you know what? Even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Nechemya are not answering because of shogeg otu mezid. It's not because of a kanas shogeg otu mezid. It's for a different reason, and that is because we're worried. You may come to take it out of it.
At the Daladamas.
At the Daladamas.
Rather than sit there, yeah.
Yeah? That's what we said.
Yeah.
Do you think
Rashi
agrees with that?
This is the last point. It's all about Dada in the city. Yeah. That people who find the book can eat it because it's in their tichum, but they're way out of the city. It's not because of that, I take it. The Rashi might not agree.
If we go with the way we've learned Rashi till now, this Marashah, then we said, B'shogeg shalovim koimon, no one's matter for the person who took it out. Now what? What's the difference between him and somebody else? This is even the Tana Kama. If I take the Peiris out, the Shege, Shalevim Kremon, am I allowed to eat them? We said, the way the Marashah understands Rashi, no, I can't. Only you can eat them. And Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Eliezer ben Arthur would say, no, you can't. Tosa says, okay, this, I think this also goes in the same thing again. Tosa says, everyone agrees over here, there's no Kanas Shogeg of two mazes. The only Shaila is, are we going so that you may come to take it outside of the Daladamas, correct?
Yeah?
Well, if it's because of that, what difference whether it's for me or it's for you? If you're worried about taking it out of the Daladamas, why do you think I'm going to take it more out of the Daladamas than anyone else?
Yeah.
No?
Mm-hmm.
If it's because of the Kanas, fine, put a Kanas on me, so I did the Issel. Will be for showing you, but I did an Issel. If we go with this Marashah building up, it sounds like, no, Tanakama says you put a Kanas on me, Shogeg got to me, yeah, you put a Kanas on me, not on anyone else. It comes along, Rabbi Yezza, you could say, yes, Rabbi Yezza, when you have Rabbi Nechemia, Taka, well, why should anyone else get a Kanas? Shogeg got to me, why is it shy to anyone else? The answer is no, it's not because of Kanas. For them, it's not because we're worried you may come take it out to the Dalai Lama, so it's also for everyone.
Right.
100% you could say that. But in Tanakama, it's Pukfaket, yeah? Yeah? Tosis is saying, why did I want to say, Nocharaya, that the Halach is like the Tanakama? Why? Because throughout Shas we have a rule that we don't put a Kanas Shogeg got to Mesir. Hold on a second, the Tanakama held there is a Kanas here Shogeg got to Mesir. Before Tosis goes on and says, yeah, but that's not what they are. But the Maita, Tosis is clearly understanding that the Tanakama, there is no Kanas Shogeg got to Mesir. That's why it fits with Rav Papa. So in which case, Tosis is learning once again that there is the person who can, if it's Shogeg, I can eat it as well.
If there's no class, Shogeg got amazing.
Shogeg outside of the Mako, we wanted to know what Rashi says for Shogeg Ye'okhlu, which simple reading of Rashi sounds like you can eat it, I can't.
Fine.
Posh Mashal, Kanas Shogeg got amazing. So, in which case, that doesn't fit with what Tosfos says. Tosfos who's saying that the Tanakhama is holding, we don't put a Kanas Shogeg got amazing,
right.
Obviously goes, but Shogeg Ye'okhlu means anyone can eat it, even me. Which we said builds on the Tosfos, because we said in the case of Mazid back in the Mokko, Tosfos says, I can eat it. Right. And since Tosfos holds that in that case you don't put a Kanas on me, then Kol Shekein, in the case of Shogeg, you shouldn't put a Kanas on me. So it all fits very nicely.
It stays on Kanas and nothing, and on Gezerah, basically.
Correct.
That's a good way of mind. Say that the way.
Whereas according to Rashi, we can say it is Kanas Shogeg got to Mazid, but the Kanas don't even get to me, not to anyone else. Whereas Rabbi Yezmin out of Rabbi Nechemia, they see the problem is you may come to take it outside of the Daladamas, in which case.
If I say, because I've done it for Shogeg, it doesn't show that it's amazing, nobody else has done it, yes. Okay.
Yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. What's the problem?
It's difficult.
Huh?
Difficult to follow the twist. Finding it difficult.
What's Shifas Rashi? If I take it out the shogeg, it's shalom and koma. Am I allowed to eat it?
Not
the way the Maharshal learned Rashi.
Not the person who
I can't eat it. Okay, very good. Now, what does Tosis hold? That's what I want to know. That's what we're trying to work out.
Yeah, he says it is okay for all
no,
of
but, them. But, sorry, before I go any further, why can't I eat it? Why can't I eat it?
It's a knas.
Oh, well, so you're saying Tanakam holds it as a knas. Shogeg got two meters, correct? Yeah? Knas. Right? You put a knas on. Anyone else? Well, I'm going to put a knas, not shogeg got two meters, that's it. Right, fine. So, Oibazoi, the knas is on me, not on anyone else. That's presumably where you'd have to learn Rashi. Tosfos says very clearly, right? That the shita of the Tanakama is, there is no knas, shogeg got two meters. So what does that mean Tosfos holds regarding shogeg shalevim koma? Who's allowed to eat it according to the Tanakama?
Even the person that took it out.
Oh, which we said fits very nicely, because Tosfos said in the case of mezid b'mekomon, mezid b'mekomon, who's allowed to eat it when it comes back in? Everyone's allowed to eat it. According to the Tanakama, yeah? Mezid b'mekomon, that was the Tosfos, first Tosfos there on this video. Everyone's allowed to eat it. Right, Tosfos says it. He said, why? But you did it b'mezid? Tosfos and this is the Rabbanon. That's why we didn't put a knas on you. Right? So Tosfos says, mezid b'mekomon, no knas even on me, even though I did the issa. What's worse, doing something b'mezid but bringing it back b'mekomon, or doing it shalom b'mekomon but it was b'shegi? What does Tosfos say is better? Let's put it that way around. Which one's better? If you can say one's better, like, which one's a better situation for me? Shogeg. Therefore it fits very nicely. Everything in Tosfos should all fit together now. That seems to be Shittas Tosfos. But according to the Tanakh, which is the way we're going to pass it, Shogeg b'mekomon, Shogeg shalom b'mekomon, everyone can eat it, including me. Mezid b'mekomon, right back, everyone can eat it, including me. Rashi, what we've seen so far, is, as I said, for the time being, I keep stressing this, because I'm telling you, I know there are those who didn't learn Rashi like this. But this is the way we learn Rashi, and since the Maharshal did it, that's what I'm saying for the time being, at least. That, Shogeg shalom b'mekomon, Rashi seems to learn, that you can eat it, I can't. What would he say in the case of mezid b'mekomon? That I don't know for sure. I don't know if we've got any raya. What he would say to Gabi that. If it's not kanas, he's putting a kanas on me, you'd think that it would be a kolshkin, it should be a kanas on me in this case.
Because it's mezid.
Yeah. That's what we would expect. Yeah. Okay? Fine, with that, as I said, there is a little bit more in the Tosfos. I'm leaving that for the time being. Let's just move through to the end of the Rosh. The Rosh finishes off now, and he said, the mezid shalom b'mekomon.
Is it?
No, left hand column, page cut base, 5, 6 lines down.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah,
man. Okay, got it? Yeah. The mezid shalom b'mekomon. So if it's mezid not in their mokom, asurin, it's forbidden. Nirali would appear to me, asurin afilu le'acher shalom hetzio. It's forbidden for everyone. Yeah, that definitely fits according to Rashi, because Rashi says lo ye ochlu is much more going on everyone. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bit of
a Tosfos? It should be because of Gezeirah, shouldn't it? The Gezeirah, you might come and take it out if it's Shlevim Kohen. So you're being Dalai Lama's, wouldn't you?
That's Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov. We don't pass him. Tosfos says as well, mashma for everyone. Lo ye ochlu. Like Tosfos. Okay. Midiktoni from the fact that it says b'mezid lo ye ochel u'mashma l'chol odom. Wait, where did he say that one? We've got b'mezid lo ye ochlu. Okay, it's mashma anyone. V'lodomi l'bor mechutz l'atchum b'shvil Yisrael zeh. It's not similar to the case of something which comes from outside the tchum because of one Yisrael. Shemutz Yisrael Achay, which is Mutz for another Yisrael. The Hochum, because over here, it's Avid Bohen Yisurah, the Israelites, you know, over here, there's been an Isadan, i.e. a Yid took them out. Yeah? Now just look straight over, that we can't, there's another Agoy Sashri earlier, but let's take a look at this one a second. Agoy Sashri immediately to the left there. Ulemoiri Rabbeinu Nira, quote from the Mordechai here. Dili Yisrael Acher Muta. He says, I disagree. Somebody took them out of the Mazed. Yeah? Somebody took them out of the Mazed. I took them out of the Mazed. You are all allowed to eat there. He says, Bechim Mashma, Betosus Lekamon. Azoyez Mashma, in Tosus later on. Gabi Hanohu Dichre Bechulu. We haven't done the Gemara there. The Besoich Abba Amos Mutta Yisrael Acher. We're not worried that a person will come to take them out. Okay, we'll have to see about that still. Okay. Take a look at the other Hagoy Sashri. Go back a little bit, not the tiny one there. The one before that, where it says, Beshege Ye Ochlu. Yeah, got that? Yeah. He says, now, in the case of Shege, Ye Ochlu B'mokon Shehem, Shom. They can be eaten in the place where they are there. Vim Chozru, and if they come back, Afiru B'mezid, even if it's B'mezid, Loi Hifsidu Es Mekoimon. They don't lose their place. Umutorim afiru loisa Yisrael, and they are mutter even for that Yisrael, shechazirom letzorchoi, that he returned them for his tzorech. Mishum dahani peiros konu shvisa mamash bein hashmoshes b'yirazais. Yeah. Because these peiros were kena shvisa in this place, being ashmoshes, but it's not similar to the case of the Birmingham case we keep talking about. So also, there we said forbidden for the Yisrael who was brought for mishum da'ovah bohen isura, because there was an isur done, not mamash in this because the goy did it. But what we're saying is, the ma'aseh is outside of its tachon. Miu oisur shehechazir b'mezid. But the guy who brought it back, the mazid, ledidei also, for him it's also, hoil v'oso bohem isur she'biom mechutz latzuchum. Again, what's he just said finished off and says that that's the Ezorua. It says, Vatesus matirim afiru lo'esu shechaziru. Tesus is matir even for the person who brought them back in. As we saw in Tesus, correct? Tesus said, the mezid lo ye'ochlu. Rosh said that as well. Again, what's he saying beforehand? So, the mezid lo hefsidu es mekoimon, umutorim afiru lo'esu yisoel shechaziram letzorche. Yeah. He's saying like this. The Ur Zorua is saying, again, they were brought back in the Mezid by a Yid. Yeah. Okay? A Yid brought them in for me, the Mezid. Now, am I allowed to benefit from them, and is he allowed to benefit from them?
I thought initially he said he could, because if he took the
So he's saying, I'm allowed to benefit from them, even though they were brought in for me. I, in the case of Birmingham, I'm not allowed to. That's because they're not in their mocker. But this is back in their mocker. Then he says, well, what about the person who brought them in, the Mazev? Is he allowed to benefit from them? No, he can't because he did the Issa. And Tosfos is Matir, that's the Tosfos, Mashmal is Shimon Reyotru, not that case, the previous case, I suppose, the previous Tosfos. Yeah? Outside the Tchum, within the Tchum, they see this Mekomen, is Mashmal, even the person who did the Issa, since it's an Issa de Rabbonon, Tosfos would allow that.
But he's saying now at the end that you can't, the person who brought it back cannot benefit from it. Is that what he's saying?
The Ozorua or Tosus?
The Ozorua, the last one here.
The Ozorua saying the one who brought it back couldn't benefit.
But I thought it was initially the first case he bring them.
No, that was the person who was brought for.
The Im Chazra, Afilu Meza, Lo Sidus Makoma.
Umatorim, Afilu, Lo Sidus Yisrael, Shechtir, Om Nesorfa. Even for the Israel, they also couldn't see it straight away.
Yeah, I see, and this is for him personally.
Is that clear? Again, it's still been done by Mezid via Yid, and the Ozorua says, okay, the person who was brought back in for, he's allowed to benefit from it. Because Lamaisa is back in its place.
Yeah.
But the person who did the Issa, the Mezid, he's not allowed to benefit from it. That's the Ozorua.
That's quite interesting, actually.
Kanas, it's a Kanas. It has to be a Kanas.
But there is a difference for person who does the Issa, and that's a knaf, that's it. It's not an inherent Issa, as it were.
Despite the fact that it's an Issa de Rabbanon, despite the fact that it's, he hasn't changed the food in any way, it's back to where it was, you go to Ramban, etc. If I ordered that, we put a knaf on it. Why? Because it's not on the food, it's on the person.
But usually, I don't have nothing to do with it, but Issa Shabbos, we say, well, if a Merach is done for an individual, then he cannot, even Nunji does it, you can't benefit from it. Because he's making a difference from the person who did the melacha and the person who
But he's not benefiting from it, it started here to start with. That was the right
Going back to the Tosfos, in fact. The Tosfos said, oh, I see. That's the point, there's no benefit, yes.
Because
Zoe was there originally.
Even though once it was taken out.
If he took it out, then you might have had a problem.
Okay, that the Maisa will perhaps let's leave it there, I assume, So we'll leave it there. Over a problem, you can chew that over a little bit. There may be a little bit just to do this, the end of this process, but I'll drum it in again, because it was just, if you get it clear, you'll see how the different, in theory, the different things come together, but I'll show and we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Hei, Siman Tov Hei.